Well, tonight I was reading the Word the last few weeks, and God kept on nudging me to go to this certain part of His Word. And it's a part of His Word that we all are familiar with, but I wanted to go over a few of the verses, through the verses in that chapter. And so this is a prayer of, I said this earlier, thank you. Intercession. And basically, that kind of a prayer is praying on behalf of someone or for someone, okay? Do you have to know the details in their lives? No, you don't. Does God know the details in their lives? Every single thing. And if He can know every hair in your head, believe me, He knows every thought in your heart. Huh? So we never take these things for granted. And after all, we have the written word because God wants us to be informed. He wants us to be informed with a love letter that builds us up and that gives us guidance in our lives. We need guidance in our lives. And we're going to see in one of the verses we read how the world wants you to put on their clothes. Now, they're ragged, they're cheap, maybe they're on sale, whatever. But the sale has been paid for by Jesus Christ. We're putting on God clothes. And God clothes are basically the new man, the spiritual man. Don't go shopping at the carnal thrift store because it ain't going to work. Okay? So we're going to see this prayer, and it's a magnificent and a heartfelt prayer considering what was about to happen, and you'll see when we get there. So, the title of the sharing, if I haven't said this already, is called Jesus Christ, A Prayer from His Heart. Jesus Christ, A Prayer from His Heart. He delivers a wonderful prayer of intercession. Okay? And this prayer is one of the most noteworthy prayers between Jesus Christ and His Father. We must keep in mind Jesus' heart is heavy knowing what is about what He's about to endure. Okay? And let me tell you, if I was lined up for that, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude or callous, you guys would be the last thing I'd be thinking about. I'd be thinking about, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? 1-800 Navy, 1-800 Army, Air Force, whatever worked. But Jesus Christ was so humble and meek, and He wanted to serve His Father, that of all things He could have felt, He felt joy in knowing what was about to happen. Yes, His heart was still heavy, as we'll see. This prayer is a prayer that is filled with compassion, comfort, peace, and a certain future for those apostles then and for us today. A lot of times you're reading God's Word records that are addressing a group of people, but it also applies to your life more so because we're sons of God. You go back far enough in God's Bible, they were servants. They weren't yet able to say we're a son of God. But we can say that today with confidence and with great peace in our hearts. You talk about serving? Wow. W-O-W, wow. So, that we can speak the good news when? Today, now. And serve others. Let me give you a little parenthetical here. We've got a dear friend at work, and at my work, there's a lot of older people, so we get death notices of people who have passed away and stuff like that so that people can attend their funerals or their services or what have you. Well, this gentleman, his name is T for short because it's a name that a lot of people can't pronounce, so we all call him T. He served in the military. He's a big stud of a guy. And a few months back, he was diagnosed with cancer. So when I heard that, I got my group of fellows at work that know I like to pray, and we started praying for this guy and for his family, for comfort for them. Well, here this last Saturday, one of the head honchos at work said for everybody to meet in the back dock. It wasn't everybody, but it was about 60 plus. So we all got back there, and we're going, okay, is there a plan change or something coming down the pike? And so we're all in this big semicircle. The gentleman that is in charge, his name is Benji, He says, okay, I gathered you all here because our dear friend and workmate, T, has been told his wife and family that he needs to go home because he doesn't have but a few more days, and they want him to do that at home. And the tears started falling, and I was just, oh, no. So, again, there's 60-plus people here. And a good friend of mine who knows I'm a prayer warrior, he's kind of behind me. I can barely see, but I see him doing this, pointing at me. You know, a label on my shirt sticking up, what? So Benji, across the way, finally acknowledges him. Like, he says, Benji, can Al pray? And I was like, oh, yeah, caught me off guard. But God says, in season, out of season, right? When he said that, I said, Father, let's let it rip, you know? So I said a prayer, and I was really curious to, when I said amen, how many amens was I going to get? And it was like a choir. Everybody, I said, amen, amen. Everybody said, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, in most places, like where I work, they don't allow you to talk about God, let alone pray, let alone in front of everybody. But I think the prayers I give to God are opening this place up a little bit to be humble and meek to that. So, again, it was prayer, and prayer is powerful, and prayer brings comfort to those around us, even if you don't know the person. It doesn't matter. So, let's enjoy these words from the heart of our big brother and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to read in the Gospel of John his prayer in chapter 17. But allow me to read first in John, same book, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27 in the NLT. And these two verses read like this. Speaking to the apostles at this time, Jesus Christ is saying, but I will send you the advocate. And we know the advocate is the comforter, encourager, counselor. In the Greek, the word is parakletos. It means to bring by your side in simplicity. That's what it means. And that's what a counselor does, or an encourager. They bring you by your side so they can give you these words of exhortation and comfort. The Spirit of Truth, finishing that sentence, he will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. 27, and you must also testify about me because you have been with me from the beginning of the ministry. Can we do that today? Absolutely. And now I want to read the next chapter, three verses, before we get to 17, and that's John chapter 16, verses 30 through 33. John 16, 33. Again, Jesus Christ is speaking here. It says, now we understand that you know everything and there's no need to question you. From this, we believe that you came from God. The apostles are speaking here. Verse 31, and Jesus asks, do you finally believe? After all the stuff he told them about and shared his heart, do you finally believe? Verse 32, but the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. The sentence doesn't end there. It says, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. Is the Father with you and I?
Yes.
How often?
Always.
All the time.
All the time.
And verse 33, I had told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but Take heart, because I have overcome the world. What's that one verse? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So again, comforting words to know. And now, the prayer. We can all go to John chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Why would he do that? Did he want to see a bird flying overhead or a plane? He looked to the Father and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. As many is counting us today and those tomorrow. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. Where is Jesus seated at right now?
Right.
He's finished his work. Did God sit when he finished his work? Absolutely. So you know what? We need to keep on standing because we got work to do. All right? When Jesus Christ comes back, we'll be finished. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So he's speaking to the Father with his whole heart. And he's sharing this. Let's skip to verse 14, please. In verse 14, same chapter. It says, I have given them thy word, death, and the world hateth them because they are not of the world. Why does the world hate them? Because the world wants you and I and those then to put on its agenda. The world wants you to dress like they look. The world wants you to roll like they roll. The world wants you to believe in their doctrine. But that's not what we are and who we are. It's the Word, the one true God's Word that we put on, believe, stand on, and hold forth. Even as I am not of the world. The rest of verse 14. So, God is thoroughly informed us of what the world wants us to do or be and what he wants us to do and be. The power difference is night and day. Is night and day. With the world, you're throwing dice. With God, you're in his heart and you have power absolutely. There's no shadow of a doubt. God is with you every step of your way, of my way. Don't doubt that for a minute. If you don't feel good, don't put that on God. That's you. But shake yourself and say, wait a minute. I'm going to count my blessings one by one. I pray about it. I believe about it. I am it. Okay, let's skip to verse 17. And verse 17 says, sanctify them. And what does sanctify mean? That is the part special. You see that china cabinet over there? Those dishes we eat every once in a blue moon. But maybe we need to eat those every day because we're set apart special. Why are we? What are we saving them for, right?
We're going to have paper plates today.
No, we're not. We're going to use the china cabinet. We're going to use the china cabinet. It says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is what? I can't hear you.
Truth.
True, true. Verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. We're in the only world God created for mankind. So we need to get busy. We need to get busy, energized by his love. Verse 19, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through thy truth. There it is again. And verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, it is for us, here it comes, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. God doesn't force us, but Jesus Christ is praying for us today because of your word. You said, I'm making Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Bam, my ticket is dead. Bam, whose ticket can I help stand or bring to that point? It's our word that we acknowledge and freely accept and believe in what we just said. Okay? This is something that God has left up to us. But you know what? God knew we'd be part of his family. But we still have to walk the walk, right? Now, let's skip down to verse 25 and 26, please. 25 and 26. It says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and thee have known that thou hast sent me. We know that today, that Jesus Christ was sent by our Heavenly Father to redeem us back to him, to give us the opportunity to have eternal life with one another and with our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I don't know how that's going to be when we get there, but I'll tell you this. If there's form a line, that line is going to be so long. But don't worry, we have eternity to spend with him and talk with him and with each other. On earth, we have time constraints. We have to go to sleep, wake up, we have to work, we have to eat. But in eternal life, it means just that eternity. We're going to have all the time we need to do what's going to be a blessing for all of us. Verse 26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. We're always saying God in Christ in you, God in Christ in me. Those aren't just something we wear on the outside. It's in the depth of our hearts. We take that to the max, believing it and walking out on it and living it and giving it. So, let me conclude by saying this. Jesus Christ always did his Father's will, and in the simplest of terms, it was and is helping in preparing our future. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for putting things like what Jesus Christ did with his heavy, heavy heart, still making time for the apostles and preparing them for what's to come. And today with us, that what has come, we thank you for the privilege, the opportunity to hold forth your love and your goodness, and share all the promises in your word, not just with ourselves, but with those around us. So, Father, I ask you to help strengthen our hearts and keep us alert in season, out of season, to help those around us, Father, because this world could never get too much of God, could never get too much of you. We get a lot of each other, but anyway, that's another story. So, Father, I just thank you for each heart here tonight that we can live the more than abundant life and be filled and energized with your love and your guidance. And it's in Jesus Christ's name, Father, that I give you this prayer on behalf of all of us in this room and those who have called in. Amen.
Amen.